Hello, welcome to another podcast. This is the first time I've posted up a podcast in a while because I've been trying a new system, which is I've been making vlog videos and then I've been extracting the audio from that, and then I have been trying to upload them to all my platforms, but that's been really difficult to do. So what I have been just doing now is I've just been using Anchor. Like it's literally easier than the other way, the proper way of doing a podcast. All you do is whip out your phone, start talking, choose your music, and then you have, and then it's distributed across all platforms, Spotify and all of that. So I find it so easy. So I'm just gonna stick to doing my podcasts like this, directly on my phone, and which is probably the best way. So I'm going to update you guys on what I've been up to. It's been a while since I have posted, and if you consume my content through podcasts, then you've been I've been, you know, depriving you guys of content. So this podcast is basically going to catch you guys all up on what I've been up to. And yeah, so basically I'm going to start with a couple of weekends ago. Let's take it back a bit further than that. 3 months ago, I had a plan, I had an idea that I wanted to DJ, and I wanted to play at the Hogs. So I emailed the Hogs, I told them I'm a DJ, because even though at the time I wasn't a DJ, I had no experience or nothing, you have to act as though you are already what you want. Like, if you want something, act as though you are already that, and then the results from that will come. So I went in there and I told myself, you know, I told, I'm a DJ. Like, I told them I'm a DJ, I acted like a DJ. You have to come from a point of what you are, even though I had no experience. So I told them, hey, I'm a DJ. First I got in contact on Facebook. I just, you know, said, hey, when's a good time to come in and chat about a gig? Like, you don't want to, when you're like organizing things like this, you don't want to just straight away say, hey, can I DJ on the 29th of September, blah, blah, blah. You don't want to say that. What you want to do is you want to put it into stepping stones. So first, you just want to meet. You just want to get to know them. You just want to meet them in person on a personal level. So all your message is going to be is, hey, what's the best time? I could come in and introduce myself. I'm a DJ from the local area. I was just wanting to meet more people and businesses like yourself. When would be a good time to come in? That's all you need to say, something like that. And it goes across any industry, because we're all people, right? Doesn't matter what industry you're in. People react differently in person than they do on social media and that. So that's why I like to get in front of the people, because I know that I can really impact and influence people that way. So I got the meeting with him, and we're talking, and you know, I'm confident, I'm speaking as if though I can get people in there and things like that, and that I've got experience. But I don't lie, I tell him the truth that, you know, I'm just starting out, I'm just beginning, and I just want to get a bit more exposure. And then he asked me, you know, how much do you charge? And I'm like, well, the experience matters more to me than the money. So he then throws out this figure, $220 for the first night. I'm like, yeah, shit, yeah, of course. Like, I want to do it for free just for the exposure and the branding. And then the payment is just, you know, extra. And it did help, because I just got that payment in the weekend. But that was the main gig. Like, I thought, if I can get a gig at the Hogs, the Hog and Hounds, which is the club that I, the pub, sorry, it's like a sports bar that I performed at. If I can get a performance there, then, you know, I'm actually doing it. Like, I'm actually in the scene, I'm a DJ. So I did that. I ended up securing a date, which fell on the day of Putaruru Rugby, the Putaruru Rugby First 15, A's and B's prize giving, and also Good Vibes Tokoro. So I knew that a lot of people were going to be out, so I the date that he gave me, I had to go back to him and say, hey, can I change it to the week after? He was sweet with it because I booked it so far in advance. He was sweet with that. And then I secured it a different date. So in between the time from me booking it and the actual day of me playing, I needed to get some experience in between, and also needed to like download heaps of songs and shit. So I ended up securing a few parties, ended up doing a couple parties, one party over in Te Aumuru, one party over in Kiki actually. That was good because the person whose 21st it was gave me a whole list of songs, which I now still have. I downloaded them for her party, and now I still have them. So that's why it's good to do gigs and ask the person what songs they want, because that's how you broaden your playlist. So I just basically did that up until the gig, and then I had a big song selection, choice of songs to perform at the Hog and Houndsworth, which I just performed in the weekend, just gone. It was a good night. I didn't do much promoting other than just posting a flyer up on social media and a bit of word of mouth, but that's all it took, and it was a good night. And you know, I didn't embarrass myself. I did muck up quite a bit, but I don't think no one heard because, you know, everyone's drunk. But I definitely could have practiced way more. Like, I just went into that place like no preparation, no nothing, just kind of winged it, and it worked. So imagine what I could do like with actually taking this shit seriously. Quite a lot. But you have to like it, and it has to be something you're passionate about for you to actually go through with it. Because when times are hard, you'll still do stuff you're passionate about and that you love. So that's been happening, and so now I've got no DJ gigs coming up. I'm in negotiation with the one of the bros, Cairo. He's trying to sort me out another gig. He's sent my details away to someone to do like a trees event for. I don't know the details too much on it, but when the flyers and all that come out, I'll be sure to put it out there and let you guys know. But it's awesome that all these opportunities are now popping up for me just because of the way I'm thinking and the way I'm putting myself out there. Also, I went to a Grant Cardone and a Gary V seminar, and that shit was off the hook, honestly. I met some amazing people, I took away some amazing notes and some key points that I can add to my life, and that will help me on my journey of life forever. That they'll stay with me forever, which I'm grateful for. And that's why you need to invest in yourself. The best investment you can make is in yourself, because you'll always have it. You know, like, you can invest in clothes that get old, you can buy cars that depreciate as soon as you drive it off the lot, you can buy equipment that just gets older over time, or you can invest it in yourself and something that you will have forever. Invested in your education, invested in books. I just recently went to the bookstore today and I picked up 3 books. One of them is Sam Walton, Made in America, costs $5. His entire story of how he built Walmart, you know, a multi-million dollar company. I don't know if it hit the billions, but I also picked up another book for $8, Repair Your Credit and Knock Out Your Debt. So that's something like on the long entrepreneur journey, I've accumulated some debt and I've also got some bad credit scores now. So that's something I really need to get my head stuck into, that book. Also, Tools of the Titans. I picked this book up from Tim Ferriss for $10. 10 freaking bucks from a used bookstore, but the book's in perfect condition. That book has... He's interviewed, like, I don't know how many people he interviewed, but he interviewed so many people, and they're all billionaires, successful people. They are billionaires, I think, or multi-millionaires, or famous celebrities, you know? And he asks them what tools they used to get to where they are. And it cost me $10. This knowledge could potentially be worth billions, trillions to someone. and I picked it up for $10, so that also happened. I went a bit off task, but back to the Gary V event. I met an awesome dude, two awesome dudes, Te Honui and Raniera. They are Te Honui, he's a tattoo artist, a tamoko artist. He's got some amazing work. If you haven't followed him, go and follow him. He's on Instagram, Te Honui Art. Also, Raniera, who goes by plant-based Māori on Instagram. And he is a chef, and he's plant-based. And he's also an entrepreneur, and he does podcasts, and he's a content creator. So he was someone that I really was excited to meet, because when I look down my path of my future and where I'm going, his position where he is now, I see that in my future. So for me to be able to get there, I need to get to know him so I can have access to him. Which I did. I introduced myself to them and I told them who I was, a bit about my story, and that was that. Then he ended up going up to ask Gary V a question. I just walked up to him in front of thousands of people, asked him if I could video his question, and he was all good with that. So I actually stood out in a way that other people didn't stand out, like if they were wanting to get to know him. So I stood out in a way by creating a piece of content, it had to be good, like it was a good piece of content, like the video I shot, it wasn't shaky, it wasn't none of that, like I had to shoot a good piece of content, and he was grateful for that. And I ended up getting in contact with him on Instagram again, and he's asked me to get in contact with him at the end of the month to sort out a podcast. I'll be driving to Whakatane to shoot a podcast on the growing seeds, or planting seeds podcast. So I'm super excited about that, and I just can't wait to see what my mind is going to bring to the table on that day, or what stories I'm going to tell, because I'm so excited. And being around people like that are chasing their goals and think higher, it brings that out of you as well. So that's what I love. So that happened as well. I'll give you a quick couple of notes that I can remember off the top of my head, some key gold nuggets that I took away from Grant Cardone. Grant Cardone, the key thing that he taught that I took away was strangers have everything that you want. Strangers have everything you want. We're told that do not approach strangers, or don't talk to strangers, and that kind of it comes with us up into our adulthood, and we just kind of stand off, like we don't really interact with each other as much as we would hope, because of all these things. And another thing that I was told by Grant Cardone was, this wasn't actually Grant Cardone, but this was also another key point that I picked away. It's an analogy that has a horse, right? Say a horse can carry 300 kgs. I don't know how much it can carry. I'm just using that as a number. Say a horse can carry 300 kgs on its back, or drag it along like in a cart or something. If you put another horse next to it, both of those horses, they won't be able to carry only 600 kgs worth of weight. They can actually carry 900 kgs worth of weight together. So just being together, you can drag a lot more weight than you could by yourself. So imagine what 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 horses can do when they're all carrying. It just compounds. The things you can do compound, and that's a good analogy for me, especially I'm on this networking journey. I want to network of as much people as possible, but things are limiting me, like my car and money, because you need gas to get to these places. You need time. And with me going back to work soon, I'm going to have to be way more efficient with my time, and I'm going to have to spend less time doing things like scrolling news feed and watching movies and shit like that. I'm gonna have to actually knuckle down, and in my time I get away from work, I'm gonna have to put it into content and making podcasts and video and shit, because that's what I took away from Gary V. It doesn't have to be perfect, you just gotta post that shit every day, 15 times a day. Squeeze the shit out of the lemon, squeeze the shit, like squeeze all the juices out of the lemon. Why not post 10 times a day? There's no rules telling you you can't. It's just more chances of you being able, that right person seeing that right piece of content that's gonna open up more opportunities and more doors for you. Because we need to grow as humans. And to grow, you can't just sit back and react to everything instead of creating what you want to happen. So that seminar truly changed my life forever, because I got to meet amazing people. Oh, and I also want to give credit to Tina, who actually gave me the tickets, and she got me there for free, and she drove me up there and organized my ride up there. So I'm so grateful for that. I just got nothing but good things to say and positive vibes and prayers to Tina and her whānau. So yeah, that's what I've been up to. Now looking ahead at the future, I just want to be honest right now, I just want to network. That's the main thing. Probably for the next year, that's going to be the solid base of me doing networking, and then filming that and creating content from that, from networking. Other people who have also have podcasts have hit me up and just like, you know, we should link up and stuff. I've been linking up, like messaging a lot of people, just trying to get myself out there. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, what's happened. I just want to catch you guys up on the podcast sides of things. Go watch my YouTube videos. I've got some other content on there. It's just whatever I want to post up. I'm currently uploading another video of myself cutting hair. I'm cutting my own hair, and I just talk shit in it. So if you want to watch that, that should be uploaded tonight. Or tomorrow, or in the near future. But keep posted on my Instagram. My Instagram is my main page. That's where I post most of my content, and that's my main narrative for social media there. So thank you for listening to this podcast, 17 minutes strong. Hope you all have a good day, and thank you for listening. Peace.